Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Carla Romo. She is a dating and relationship coach, speaker, and author. Carla, welcome to our show.
Hey, 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 how's it going?
I'm doing well. So your skill set and your expertise is so needed. And I'll say this because I have a client. He actually owns one of the largest dating coach companies in the world. He's been around for 15 years. And I didn't know what to expect because when men date and when women date is a little different. But what I saw really inspired me because frankly, he was just essentially helping men understand how to be more confident in themselves, how to approach women more. I never really thought of it to be helpful, frankly, because sometimes there's a lot of bad connotations to the dating coach world, especially for men. But when I saw it and I spoke, I was just very inspired by what they do. So pivoting to you, so many people need it, whether you're a man or a woman. So tell us how you ended up becoming a dating and relationship coach.
I always say it was one codependent relationship after another codependent relationship. And it wasn't until I was writing my book, Contagious Love, Break Free from Codependency for Damn Good, that I realized up to 90% of us are codependent. So just to rewind a little bit, I grew up with domestic violence. So as a result, from a very young age, I had an abusive father and I just never felt worthy. I didn't feel good enough. And as a result, I seeked validation for that in intimate relationships. And yes, it came out in different ways in my career and things like that, but it was really prevalent when it came to intimacy. And it wasn't until my early 20s where I was in a toxic, abusive relationship and I just saw two paths in front of me. It was path number one, continue showing up into relationships that are toxic for me, repeat these self-sabotaging behaviors over and over again, which is insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Or it was path number two, which is step into the relationship with myself, learn how to love myself, what red flags are, how to communicate, how to feel worthy, how to pick the relationship with myself. And that's something that I always say. At the end of the day, the most important relationship you are ever going to have is with yourself, because you set the tone for how other people treat you. And so I ended that relationship and I begun that relationship with myself. And from there, I just thought, you know, I'm not the only one going through this. There are tons of other people who are experiencing this as well. And I just thought, okay, maybe the reason I went through all this is so I can help other people overcome hardship in relationships and dating and breakup, divorce. I'm coined as a love life cheerleader today because at any aspect of your love life, I'm here to help you and uplift you, to get you into a place where you feel confident and comfortable in any aspect of your love life.
That's great, Carla. I find that both men and women need help in both different ways. I mean, guys, for instance, if I'm at a club or bar or lounge, my guy friend is like, oh my God, she's not that hot. I'm like, dude, you're not that hot. I mean, again, it's like some of the expectations for men are a bit ridiculous because if they're going to expect something, they don't have it. And for women, frankly, they're always like, oh, that guy's, they're trying to fix them per se. Again, this is just not what I'm thinking. This is what my female and male friends tell me. But I'm curious for you, since you are a dating coach, what are some of the common themes you see with women and common themes you see with men? Or for, actually, I should not assume that you work with both men and women. Do you work with men and women, or just women or men? Or what?
I work with both. I coach both men and women, yes. And I would say the difference, okay, so there's one thing that everyone has in common. And I really believe that this is just the sole like purpose and core of breaking through for yourself around dating and relationships, is connecting with feeling enough and feeling worthy. Both men and women struggle with those. If you can feel worthy, if you can feel confident within, then everything starts to change on the outside in regards to, if it's a man, getting your, as I say, shit together and being able to schedule the dates and be able to confidently follow up. And if she's not interested, to be able to say, you know what, that's okay, and move forward, not harp on it, not make excuses, not have defense mechanisms come up. If it's a woman, she's able to say, you know what, I can trust that I can be in a relationship that's healthy. I can trust that I can be fully vulnerable with this person that I'm dating. So at the end of the day, I actually believe it's your core. And I think as a society and culturally speaking, men and women have different roles, right? And so I think even more so now, I tend to coach people who date more in a modern sense. So they're not as traditional, like we need to get married, have the kids right away, buy the house, blah, 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 right? Like, I think that's kind of an old school way of looking at things. And so I think right now what's really prevalent is how we are recreating the dating culture in real time and how to be able to navigate that space and what that looks like and how people's roles are changing as well within the dating scene. But I think at the end of the day, the core issue is, do you feel valued? Do you feel worthy? Do you feel enough? That at the end of the day is the baseline for it all.
Interesting. And as you said about, it's a different world we live in from a dating standpoint. So with all the Tinder and Bumble and there's always different things. I'm curious, how does that play into your world of the dating coach world? I mean, I'm sure, again, it's so prevalent for a certain demographic and it's global. So what do you say to people that are on these apps? And you have on the one end, you have the eHarmonies, I guess, which is like super supposedly vetted. And another end is like Tinder, which is like a hookup app from what people keep saying. So again, how do people navigate that? And I'm curious, because dating advice, if someone's 40 or 30 or 20, so what demographic do you primarily work with? So at least our listeners have a feel or understanding of your expertise.
I work with literally ages. I've had clients from 21 years old to 65 years old. And so I work with everything. Primarily, I work with people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. That's primarily my demographic.
Okay, so then they have been on some of the dating apps, I would presume. And so how do you go about, again, encourage them to use it, not encourage them to use it? Like what's like the advice you give to them?
Mindset is everything when it comes to dating apps, because I have something that I've coined as dating burnout. It's like work burnout. Okay. If you have a career, corporate job, whatever, you've probably experienced burnout at some point. And it's showing up with purpose. What is your purpose to being on the apps? That is where the mindset begins. Because if you're in a cycle of, okay, I feel lonely. I want to find somebody. Okay. You know what? I'm going to muster up the courage. I'm going to get on the app. Then you're on the app, you're swiping and you're like, this sucks. This person's not good. You go on maybe 2 dates. It was awful. You're like, forget it. I am deleting the apps completely. So then you're like a couple days later, maybe even weeks or months later, you're like, gosh, I'm kind of lonely again. And you start that cycle. So what is most important is what are you going into the apps for? So get on top of your dating strategy around your mindset. That creates how you navigate that space. If you only are getting on because you're like, I just want connection. Okay, cool. Everybody wants connection. But the thing is everybody is on a dating app for different reasons. Some people are on it just for a rebound. Some people are on it for a relationship. Some people are on it because they're not sure if they want a relationship or not, right? So you have all these different reasons of why people are on it. If you can get your mindset down of what you're looking for, what you want, and your deal breakers, then you have a roadmap to guide you through these dating apps. Now, my whole thing as well is that dating apps are only one slice of the pie. So don't rely on 100% these dating apps being the end all be all for yourself. Because there's other ways to meet people. Yes, even during COVID, there are other ways to meet people aside from dating apps. And I think that's one of the problems is people put way too much emphasis on dating apps and filling themselves up because in a way it gives you instant gratification. But if you're looking for a dating app to give you that instant gratification, it's only going to take you so far.
Well, let's talk about that because we are in one of the most unprecedented times in human history. So how do people connect via this whole COVID world?
I would say there's virtual online singles events. There are people who, and I always tell clients, get a life. And I say it in the nicest way with humor, because at the end of the day, you need to have a life, right? And that means filling your life up with hobbies, interests, things that you like. So whether that's joining a meetup group that's virtual or doing a virtual, some kind of co-ed thing, whether it's virtual cooking classes and meeting other people, but there's lots of different like speed Zoom dating singles events, just singles events in general. I know that the league in Boston, if anybody's in the Boston area, has something where you can go live with people and it's like a little like live happy hour type of thing. So there's different things and there's different avenues that you can explore and branch out. Another thing too, is that if you're single and you are home alone during this time and it feels lonely, there are others who are also home alone and feel lonely. So you're not actually alone in this space, even though you might feel it. And what's important is to talk to your other friends and ask them, who do you know that's single right now? whether it's a coworker, if you feel comfortable making a connection through that way, or it's a friend or a friend of the friend or your partner's friend, like whatever it is, there's other people who are in the same boat. So just being able to connect, go on a little Zoom date if you don't want to meet in person right away. And then if you're going to meet in person and you're actually going to meet up, talk about what it looks like around your boundaries. Do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? Do you hug? Do you not hug? And it can feel kind of awkward. So I always tell clients, make a joke out of it. Make it kind of humorous in the sense of like, I know it's COVID and this is ridiculous, but I just have to say it. Do you feel comfortable with masks or no masks on the date?
No, that's great advice. And it's a very pertinent advice, especially given what's going on now. Carla, thanks so much for being in our podcast. How can I, connect with you and read your book?
Yeah. So you can connect with me on Instagram at I am Carla Romo. My website's iamcarlaromo.com. If you are located in the US, you can go to my website and order the book, put in the notes that you listen to the podcast, and I will give you a signed copy. If you're out of the US, you can find it on Amazon.
Awesome. Carla, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Awesome. You too. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.